Good afternoon, GWAB, Todster 123, or some of you know me, Sir Jack. Now, I'm just another quick one. It's a request that was given by Pretty Bookworm to do a couple of her questionnaires, keeping it literate. Don't know how much help will be there, but this is also a bit of a test as well, to check out my new microphone. So hopefully there's no more scraping noises or any of that crap. Since I have had a few people tell me that it's just unbearable. Using headsets is one thing, but as soon as you move or you do anything, suddenly you're rubbing on everything and it starts horrible. So, I'll jump right in. This is Pretty Bookworm's Keeping It Literate Questionnaire Part 1. Now, question 1. Which book got you into reading? The Tommyknockers by Stephen King. I read a lot before then, but that was the turning point. That's when I stopped reading just for the sake of reading and started actually really enjoying stuff. My current favourite book is Necroscope by Brian Lumley. My favourite authors are Stephen King, Richard Layman, Dean Koontz, Brian Lumley, of course. There's a few others, and for some bizarre reason, I cannot remember. Shit. There's a few others that I do like, but you get the picture. My favourite genre is horror. Have you ever read erotic books? Not erotic books, no, although I will admit that before the whole audio was a thing, I was frequenter to literotica. So I did read a lot of erotic stories. How long does it usually take for you to finish a book? Depending on the book, if I get into it, days. If I'm reading it and I've started and don't want to just give in, it can take weeks or months. A book that after you read a few chapters you thought, "Wow, this book sucks." Lucy's Story by St I don't even know if I'm saying that right, by Stephen King. It was not for me. Have you ever read a book with an ending that wasn't satisfying or just really bad? Yes. God, yes. Oh, so many. You get right to the end and it's just like a mad rush to wrap everything up. Or it's obviously designed to continue and then just doesn't. But I have read a few that I can't name off the top of my head. I do apologize. I'm very bad at this one. Have you ever had a OMG moment in book? Like something happened in your books that you never thought would have happened or something you never saw coming? Yes. The Stand when Stu breaks his leg and gets left behind. That for me was a big duff arc. Mainly because it ruined how I thought the whole thing would go. I had everything planned. I knew how this was going to end, and then he broke his leg, so he was suddenly out of commission. And oh man. Has a book ever influenced you in a big way? Yes, a few have. I will admit, I do read a lot of like manuals and shit, because I like to know stuff. But there has been a few books that they've just hit something, they've hit a nerve somewhere, and you're just like, fuck. Jesus fucking Christ. So, yes, that was terrible answers to part one. Part two. Okay, question one. Have you ever had a reading slump on a novel that you read? If you did, what did you do to get over that reading slump? Lucy's Story, and I forced myself to finish it. I sat down and I made myself finish it. I hope you don't mind me asking this or start arguments, but do you own your novels as ebooks, physical copies, or both? Does this even matter to you and your collection? All of my books are physical copies. I'm not a bit surprising considering how much time I spend on the internet, but I'm not a, I like I can't read a book on a screen. It's not the same for me. It's just I like the paper. How many copies of a novel do you own in total? Also, for some copies, have you bought multiple copies of it? Yes. How many copies of novels? I think I'm in the 300, 400 mark. And I do have multiple copies of certain books, different editions, extended ones, shortened. It's just, there's a few that you can't just have one. Lord of the Rings, for example. I've got the complete book, and I've got the individual books. Have you read any books that you wished had sequels or a sequel? Yes, actually. Oh, fuck. A lot of Dean Koontz and a lot of Richard Layman, I would love to have seen as a series. Just, I think they would have made really good continuous. Like, Dean Koontz has already got, like, Odd Thomas, which is phenomenal and works great as a series, but there's a few others that I would like. If you were a director and you had to adapt a book into a film, which book would you choose and why? Oh, now that's a tough one because every adaptation I have seen has been shit. It misses out important parts. Book does not transfer to screen easily. There's a lot of it just missed out. If I had to pick one to make myself, it would probably be. James Herbert's The Secret of Crickley Hall. Because I remember reading that book and thinking, this would be a great film. And I would hope to be able to do the book justice. Is it okay to judge a book by its cover? Of the books you own, do you have any favourite covers or ones that make you say, wow? Also, are there any books that you own and have seen bad covers? Now, again, I keep going on about these books, but the version of the Necroscope books I had, the artwork is phenomenal and it's very suited to my tastes. It's just, it made me go, holy shit! In fact, it's the reason I picked up the book. Best thing I've ever done in my life. But, so yeah, definitely gonna have to go with that one. And yeah, I've had a few that. You look at the cover and you're like, oh, yay. This is going to be fun. Lucy's Story, for example. My reading is a happy place. Oh, sorry, I need a minute. I need a minute. Oh, my friend showed me a clip and I can't remember anything about it except what was said. And it's, do you want to see something mystical? And then this guy just loses it, like, no, go away, you creep. This is a happy place till you showed up. I don't know why, but happy place is always going to put that in my mind. Go have some coffee with cream, you jerk. It's, oh man, I really wish I knew. If anyone knows what that's from, please tell me. Do you have a reading spot? My bed. I always read in bed. This is the only place I can read. Reading in seasons. Are there books you specifically read only or during a particular time of the year? No. No. I'll read anything at any time. Emotions. Now, I lack rudimentary emotions at the best of times. It's a problem. So, I might not be the best to answer this. Do you have a moment of a book that left you either joyful, angry, or sad? I've left empty. A book finishes and I'm just empty. Stephen King's Dark Tower series. The fact that the last line is the same line as the first line from the first book, I was just empty. There was nothing left. Now, I have seen that it's come out as a film. I haven't seen it yet. I do want to see it because Stephen King himself did say that it will scare the shit out of you. But I'm not sure if I will go and see the Dark Tower, so. If anyone can like tell me if it's any good or not, I would appreciate it. Tell me of a time you met your favorite author at a bookstore, a book signing. I have never met my favorite author. I've never met any author. Well, I have, but he's a mate, not more than an author, but so I can't help with that one. Do you prefer going to a bookstore to buy your books, or do you do it online? Now, I'm not familiar with any, but where I'm from, there isn't like small bookstores that have got walls crammed with books, and you get that nice feeling when you walk in and realize that you're literally surrounded by the words of people that have spent years perfecting their craft. What we've got is a Waterstones, a big industrial bookstore, which doesn't have the same feel. But I would prefer to go to a shop because online you can't get a feel for things. If you could live in the world of your favourite book for a week, what would you do? Which world would that be? That would have to be The Discworld by Terry Pratchett. I don't know what I'd do, but I would love to live there. It just seems like a magical place. Well, that was part one and two of Pretty Bookworms, keeping it literal. Now, there is two other questionnaires. Let me just have a quick look and see if they're doable. I say doable because, like, yeah. Ah, they are. This one's called Bookies Cake Day Celebration. I've answered this before. Awkward. Back away slowly. Super random one. Okay, yeah, I don't think I've answered this one. So, Pretty Bookworms, super random questionnaire. What was your favourite movie growing up? Aladdin. As like a small child. After that, it was Boondock Saints. Which movie soundtrack is, in your opinion, the best soundtrack ever? Boondock Saints. What do you think about Disney music? And why is it so beautiful?
Well, I don't think it's beautiful. I loved Robin Williams as the genie, and his parts in that were phenomenal. I'm not a big fan of Disney. I'm waiting for the booze to stop. I'm not. I'm just not a huge fan of Disney.
I find a lot of it annoying. Which art form is your favourite? I don't have one. Do you prefer pictures or paintings? Paintings. Any guilty pleasures? It can be anything. I take pleasure in guilt. I was listening to Just for the Night answer Baby Kitten's Disney questionnaire, and at the end he played music from Finding Nemo and it hit me right in the feels. The music made me think of the moment in the movie it was played. It was a really sad moment, so I was getting emotional just at the thought of that scene. Do you have that too sometimes about seeing or hearing something that reminds you of something or someone and all the emotions that you had at that moment?
First time I watched We Were Soldiers. Now, I'm not a massive Mel Gibson fan. As a Scotsman, I'm not a massive Mel Gibson fan. I mean, you can take our hat, but you'll never take our freedom. Okay, you're an Australian pretending to be a Scotch, and there's a fucking transit van behind you. Fucking chill. But We Were Soldiers, and it's at the end. There's a song played called Sergeant Mackenzie. And it's a very emotional song. But either that or Platoon when Defoe gets shot. I lost it. Defoe. William Defoe. He not Defoe, he the friend. He William the friend.
Sad times. Which video game are you playing now? Tell me about it and are you loving it?
Well, let's see. Where to start? I'm playing Fear. Not Fear. I'm playing Prey. I'm quite enjoying it. It's alright. I've just finished Uncharted 4. I actually quite enjoyed the story, not so much the gameplay. It is extremely rudimentary. If you need to go down somewhere, you're going up and then down. It's every time. There's no mixing it up. I'm playing Warframe because my friends wanted me to, and it was free, so I thought, fuck it, may as well. And I was off for a couple of days, came back, and it told me my dog died, so I'm not playing Warframe anymore. I was playing Final Fantasy 14. That's getting a bit, it's getting tedious, so I'm not really enjoying that one anymore. God, I suck. I've been playing Overwatch. I do like Overwatch, especially now that they've added Doom Fist today. Doomfist is my man, and I know everyone hates DPS, but Doomfist. Yeah. Do you prefer playing console? I have a PS4 and an Xbox One. My laptop blew up. My PS4 and my Xbox One didn't blow up. My laptop did. Just saying.
Just saying. There's a storm outside. Oh, I hope my house will survive it. I can sometimes feel in bed. So I was afraid that the wind will destroy my house at some point. Are you sometimes afraid that the wind or some other weather conditions will destroy your house?
Well, I never used to be until Hurricane Ball Bag. Let me put this in perspective. Hurricane Ball Bag was, in certain places in America, it'd be considered nothing at all. It's just here where the wind, it's always windy, but it's never that bad wind. I mean, it's bad, but it's like you're never blown off your feet. Hurricane Ball Bag was unexpected. Now, I do remember going out to the shop during Hurricane Ball Bag. I was out of fags. That's not acceptable. So, I just come out of the house, walked around the corner, and next thing you know, I'm jumping over a fucking wheelie bin, which is flying towards me. So I jumped over the wheelie bin, got about four more steps, and some cunt's shed roof get ripped off right in front of me. Came flying straight from my face. So of course, I'm jumping to the side of that. And then a wee fucking food recycling bin. They're small, grey, about the size of a general household small bin. Came flying from my face, so I'm slapping it away. Get to the shop, get my cigarettes, walk out. Same shit on the way back. Flying debris everywhere. But I did see a lot of broken windows and trees ripped out and roofs destroyed. Until then, I'd never really thought about it, though.
It's Carnival here, a Dutch feast. It is one of my favourite Dutch holidays. Which holidays do you always look forward to the most?
Halloween! Fucking love me some Halloween. All the masks and shit. Although, I do seem to like Halloween less and less as it goes on, because I know what Halloween was originally about, so I get why we dress up and all that. But what I don't get is Halloween's the one time to scare the shit out of your friends. Why the fuck would you go out in a skirt that doesn't cover anything? Frickin' tooth floss. I was shit. What the dental floss. Dental floss underwear and a too tight top with no bra. And then put whiskers on and say it's an outfit. That's not an outfit. That's not an outfit. As much as I enjoy the sights of scantily clad women, that's not an outfit. And the guys that all go is the same fucking thing. You look at them and everyone's Edward from Twilight. And you're sitting there like, you're not even a real fucking vampire. That's why I get sidetracked. But no, Halloween. As who or what did you dress for Halloween last year? This was. Right, this. I'm getting sidetracked again, but I need to. Last year, I was Slenderman. And as such, I got a Slenderman morph suit. Now, anyone who knows what a morph suit is knows that they're very tight. And then, the party I was going to, it turned out there was going to be children there. So, what I ended up doing, three pairs of boxers. My friend's swimming outfit. Yes. She's a bit smaller than me, so basically, I was wearing a shit ton of like leggings, just anything skin tight, to try and hide certain parts of me. It was the most uncomfortable. I will not be making that mistake this year. Would you eat a chocolate flavoured pizza? You can get chocolate pizza. It's actually alright. Or a pizza flavoured chocolate. Chocolate. Yeah, fuck it, why not? What's your favourite snack?
Beef jerky.
I think. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with beef jerky. What is your least favourite sound? The Kardashians. As soon as one of them's all just... They open their mouth, and that's it. It hurts. It physically hurts. It's like, oh, I freaking hate it. Well, I think that's everything for now. I will, yeah, I think that's everything. Well, this has been considerably shorter than my last questionnaire uploads. So, thanks for listening, and play it safe.